Down in Louisiana, there's a grand piano playing man. He knows that they can't hit him, 'cause he's got hot rhythm in his hand. The blues that he'll compose will thrill you from your head to your toes. He called his song Black Rhythm, 'cause his black hand did it near the moon. The keys he sang out sweetly, and you left good feeling. Melancholy strum mixed with the rums a more melodious tune. When he plays the blue note and adds a new note, you think that he wrote a symphony, but he's just improvising on a Southern Mammy melody. You quit your pouting and start a soughtin', no need in doubting, he knows the key. He can lay on the white ones, can play on the black ones with ease. The way he plays Black Rhythm makes the gang sit with him all night long. Forget the hour is late, beg him to sing a pet this mournful song. A humming like the breeze, a strumming lightly on those ivories.
Good evening and welcome. Welcome to a special tribute, in a way, episode to the great, mysterious Mr. Sun Ra. And it's a tribute to Sun Ra, but I actually won't be playing any of Sun Ra's music. What I'm going to be doing is playing sides by acts that he had a great admiration for, acts that he worked with, acts that he did, that he saw coming up when he was in his teenage bands, touring in around Birmingham, and basically, you know, acts that he professed an admiration for. Because I don't really want to say influenced, but I suppose, like everybody, whether you're from this planet or not, if you come here and hear the music of someone else and you dig what they're doing, then I guess you are influenced. So opening up the set, we had Black Rhythm by Cab Calloway from 1931, followed up with Caterpillar Creep by Raymond Scott. And I did pull out a ton of records. I've been diligently going through the 78s this week. Amazing how many you accumulate when you don't discriminate. So next up we're going to have a piece, Ebony Rhapsody by Rosetta Howard, accompanied by the Big Tree Trio.
There's a midnight in Montague that's got any minute beat of mile. For that low down quality, they call that the Ebony Rhapsody. Instead of playing music like you do, it's my little quality voodoo. They keep swinging that thing while singing that Ebony Rhapsody. Now it's got those fits, it's got those sticks, Mr. Lizard would never recognize. It's got that beat to trumpet heat. Shake until they make the old thermometer rise. Oh, Lordy, yes, we've been dancing. Go to market singing dirty old Santa. Swinging to that Ebony Rhapsody. There's a rhythm down in Monique Isle that's got in a million feet of mile. For that low down quality, all that Ebony Rhapsody. Instead of playing music like you do, it's my little quality voodoo. They keep swinging that thing while singing that Ebony Rhapsody. Now it's got those tricks, got those tricks. They can tell they make the old thermometer rise. Oh, Lordy, yes, we've been dancing. Oh, to my swing and dirty old Santa. Swinging through Ebony. Swinging through the Ebony Thank you.
Okay, there we had a couple of sides, and then we have a recap and fill you in on what you've been listening to so far. In reverse order there, we ended with Hello Lola by Red McKenzie and his Mound City Blowers from 1929. Prior to that, from 1925, was Squeeze Me by the Half House Jazz Orchestra. And I played those two sides because even though they're like white jazz bands, when Sun Ra was coming up, big part of his formal music education was playing society dances in Birmingham and playing for like a white crowd, and they wanted to hear, well, they hired a black jazz band because that's what they wanted to hear, but they also expected to hear their own music, so to speak, and it also speaks to the kind of the musical stew I think that was going on turn of the century America up until, you know, the 1920s, that's kind of overlooked. Not overlooked by academics, but in general, like, when people have music retrospectives, they like to act like everything is... There's strict division. Of course, there was strict division in society, but I think musically there was a lot of co-opting of styles and sounds going on, even going back into pre-recording age. But we don't have examples of that, do we? Before that then was Swing Dilla Street by Fats Waller and his rhythm, Fats Waller on the Hammond organ. Fats Waller played with Sarah Martin, I think, in the early 20s, and Sarah Martin was certainly someone Sun Ra has referenced. And prior to that was Ebony Rhapsody by Rosetta Howard. And next up, we're going to have, I think, something by Count Basie and then maybe a little Fletcher Henderson, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
this morning, Pharaoh Beedum took your place. God, wait my trouble and hear my triumph. Hey, 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 hey. Wait my trouble and hear my triumph.
Thank you.
back again. You're listening to the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, coming to you on Radioactive International, International Freeform Radio. Streaming out of Dublin, beaming out of Dublin. The show recorded in Philadelphia. And tonight I'm playing all sides are coming from 78 RPM, so that's why it's the fidelity is all over the shop. And I'm doing it as a tribute to the artist Sun Ra. This week marked the 100th anniversary of his arrival on planet Earth. So opening up that last bracket, we had 12th Street Rag, quite a standard there by Count Basie, but I think his piano player, what you can hear, you know, Monk was definitely, you know, Sun Ra was listening to Monk, but he was also listening, I think, to a lot of stride boogie woogie players and a lot of guys like Basie, whose style is very basic, but, you know, very powerful. And then after that, we had Can't Get the One I Want from Fletcher Henderson from the old Regal Press. And then after that, Uncle Sam Blues by Sarah Martin. And apologies, fidelity there was really low, but they are original discs. Well, the Fletcher Henderson's one's on Regal, so I think that might be a repress from the period. And then ending the set was Pig Alley Stomp by Bob Fuller. And now we're going to get a little bit more contemporary. You're going to have some Les Baxter, Stan Kenton.
Trabaja
qué malos pies que tengo yo. Escucha cuento,
qué malos pies que tengo yo.
Escucha cuento,
qué malos pies que tengo yo.
Mi carabanta, cuana, cuana, que niña en Bogotá, mamá, diga tato.
Qué malos pies que tengo.
Al chorombo lo diga, mamá, gota, cuana, mira, nena, como goza. Diga, papá, puta, mala, puta, mamá.
Qué malos pies que tengo yo.
Diga mamá caravanta mi canelo goza papá, dime adiós mi comare
que malo
que al chorombolo cuana cuana, diga mamá chorombolo
que malo que
diga papá tan la pana cuando es la mera nena como goza que se acaba
que malo que tengo.
Special come to you on Radioactive International. I'm going to tell you now what I just played, because apparently that people want to know. And so those that want to know, let me tell you, that was quite a long set. At the beginning we had Tango the Drums by Les Baxter and his orchestra, followed up by Adios Africa by Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra, and then Blues and Burlesque by Stan Kenton and his orchestra featuring Shelly Mann, then Jack 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 Q2 Guru by Machito and his orchestra, a lot of Anna's orchestras tonight, and Novacord Boogie then by Slim Gaylard Quartet on Atomic Records, and ending that set there was Jungle Drums by Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra. Now I'm looking, I did pull out about 80 records, and there's just no way I can possibly sit here and make a show where I play all 80 of them. In fact, I'm already out of time, but what I'm going to do, because it's special, is I'm going to extend the show by 1, 2, 3, 4, by about 5 discs. So let's get into our final set. I hope you have enjoyed the sounds. I hope it hasn't been too testing listening to the shellac. Like I said, the date range in these records from the 1925 to about 1952 1953. And next up we're going to go back in time. We're going to go and have a track from Victor 78, Moton Stomp by Benny Moton's Kansas City Orchestra.
Thank you. Take your time, baby, and rock me one time before you go. I want you to rock your mama. Yes, rock your baby. Well, rock me, daddy, just one time before you go. Now take me in your arms, daddy. Hold me tight. If you take time, daddy, you can hold Lil Green all night. I want you to rock your mama. Yes, rock your baby. Well, rock me, daddy, just one time before you go.
Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving, he was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, my text today is you sinners must repent. Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who whiskey in the well?
In the well.
'Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray. All he said was, hey, hey, hey. So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. Now who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. I'm feeling mighty fine. I'm high as a Georgia pine.
So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. In the well.
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Keep your dippers out of that well, or we all wind up in
well. Who threw the whiskey in the well?
That's what I'd like to know. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm taking my leave of thee. Here I've been trying to show you the light, and you all have outshined me. Yes, Brother Jones brought his bones. Sister Ash has all the gang. Let's get together, drink water, get stoned. Come on, children, let's have a ball.
Was by Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra, and it kind of brings us to the end of the show. Let me tell you, you've been listening to the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi. I'm here every week. Don't play 78s every week. This is kind of like a special, and usually it's your first time tuning in. Usually I play an eclectic mix, records from 33, 45, 78, from 1920s to about 1980, and it's all over shop. May play avant-garde. Electronic compositions, may play movie soundtracks, mod jazz, Northern Soul. Depends on what I pick up that week. That's my bag, is going through thrift stores and dollar boxes and digging out lots of records, which is where most of everything you heard came from tonight. Let me tell you what's in that last set. Was opening up was the Moton set, Stomp by Benny Moton's Kansas City Orchestra. After that, Rock Me Baby by Lil Green and her orchestra. Sun Ra made recordings with in the late 1940s. He does not feature on that recording. Then after that was Winoni Harrison Congregation, with featured on a record by Lucky Milner and his orchestra, Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well. And as an ending, that was out by Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra. And I am out of here. It's going to end with a standard, St. Louis Blues, performed by Art Tatum. Any feedback, you can message here right on the page. You can find me on the Twitter, Freedom Fry Hi-Fi. Anyway, y'all take care of yourself, and tune in next week.
Thank you.